In our first story, Joy News is learning that SNIT has temporarily halted plans to sell majority stake in 4 hotels following escalating tensions with labor unions. The pause comes as Labor Minister Ignatius Bafo-Iwa begins consultations with stakeholders to resolve the dispute. The proposal to sell to Rock City Hotel, affiliated and owned by Agric Minister Brian Ichampong, has faced strong opposition from labor unions. The final decision will await the minister's findings after thorough stakeholder engagements.
I have already met with management of SNIT. I have met with the board of MPRA, and I'm still consulting. Labour is the third stakeholder. Allow me to have a full disclosure of the issues pertaining to the topical issues around now.
So the labor unions are proposing an overhaul of the current composition of SNIT's board as they seek to take control of their funds. Dr. Bampo Ado is the executive secretary of CLOSAG.
They were not convinced, and we tell them plain language, you are not convinced with what you are telling us. You are not convinced at all. And we're going to ask for a total restructure of SNIT. Because this is not how you should manage workers' money. This is not government money. This is workers' money. Why should government be appointing even a chair to the SNIT board? It's workers that must appoint. Who is supposed to set our affairs for us? So we're going to look at that. We're not going to allow it.
Moving on, lawyers for the third accused in the ambulance case, Richard Jakpa, has filed an application in court for an order striking out the charges against him or staying the proceedings against him. Maxwell Ababa joins me in studio with more on this story. So tell us the details, Maxwell.
Yeah, in his affidavit in support, Mr. Jakpa testifies on oath that the Attorney General, Godfrey Dame, has had several interactions with him in which he has told him that he, Mr. Jakpa, was innocent and assured him of his acquittal. Now, Jakpa further averts that Godfrey Dame has told him that the reason for his inclusion in the prosecution is to mask the real intention behind the whole trial, and that he instituted the instant action because the President of the Republic and then Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta were mounting pressure on him to persecute the then ranking member for Finance and now Minority Leader Honorable Atufosin. Now, Jakpa is asking the court for an opportunity to be allowed to testify to these matters and to be cross-examined. We'll be bringing you more in subsequent bulletins, Hannah.
Thank you very much, Maxwell Agbagba. Meanwhile, the Office of the Attorney General says it's not opposed to a request by the minority leader, Dr. Kesola Tufosin, asking the Chief Justice to allow a live media broadcast of his trial. Deputy Attorney General Alfred Tia Iyebua said it will actually be in the interest of justice.
We have no objection to that request, but of course, subject to the discretion of the Chief Justice, because we believe in transparency, we believe in accountability, and we abhor misreporting. And so, if the Chief Justice, in her wisdom, decides that this matter should be live, we have no objection to say.
Now, members of the clergy in the Volta region have raised serious concerns about the state of roads in various parts of the region. The complaints were made during a meeting with MPP flag bearer Dr. Baumia, who is currently on a tour in the region. Let's hear from Reverend Emmanuel Kofi Nyakon, who spoke on behalf of the clergy.
I don't know whether if you have plan for our roads, because traveling from Akachi to Bo this morning was a terrible thing. I'd like to know, with all humility, what plan do you have for our roads?
In response, Dr. Baumia acknowledged the challenges of the poor road infrastructure, but then assure the clergy the government is committed to addressing the issue.
The road network in the country is very bad. Every place you go, the question is roads. And even though the government will tell you that we have done more roads so far than any other government, it's not sufficient. The problem, I think, and it is something that I had wanted to touch on, the problem, I think, in the area of roads is that government is making a fundamental mistake, is to try to put the entire road budget on the budget, on the national budget. You will not have enough money if you did that.
You heard there, Dr. Baumia. Now, he will continue his engagements and is expected to wrap his tour of the Volta region later today. We'll bring you those stories. Let's go to Jerapa, where some residents there say they are not happy about the decision by the Chief Justice, Gertrude Tokonu, to transfer the case involving the gruesome murder of the owner of Royal Kuzi Hills Hotel, Eric Johnson, to Jerapa. Let's hear more from our regional correspondent, Rafiq Salam.
I'm not going to wait, but the Almighty God and the people of Jerapah, they turned that man.
They are grieving over the loss of a man they considered an oak tree whose importance and philanthropy has gone beyond the boundaries of its over 3 kilometers square, Royal Kuzi Hills Hotel and Safari Resort, and by extension, the Jerapah Municipality. Eric Johnson was gruesomely murdered in cold blood on February 10 this year at his private residence. The presiding judge, Justice Yusuf Asibi, however, adjourned the case to June 12, following a letter purported to have been written by the Chief Justice, Justice Gertrude Tokonu, transferring the case out of the World High Court to another High Court in Kumasi for the trial. Close family members, landlords, market women, persons with disabilities, and tricycle operators under the banner of Concerned Youth of Jerapah Municipality, they have therefore petitioned the Chief Justice to rescind her decision.
We believe that justice must be done in this case. The transfer could further delay and undermine the integrity of the judicial process.
Rafiq Salam brought us that report. Before we go, two young Ghanaian dancers, Afronita and Abigail, have made it to the grand finale of the 2024 British Got Talent. Unbelievable was the word that Judge Amanda Holding used to describe the two. We bring you excerpts.
Your musicality is out of this world, and your personality really shines through. It illuminates all the building. Love you. Love you.
Personality, so much joy that you just brought to the Britain's Got Talent stage. I would love to see you in the final.
What is happening behind me is more important than what I say.
And that's it for the news at 6 with me, Hannah Odami. Please log on to myjoyonline.com. There's more news there. Thank you for your company.
You know, you put my seat down.